From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The House is endorsing a six-year transportation bill that authorizes $325 billion in spending through 2021 to repair and replace roads, bridges, and rails. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, the bill provides only 3 years' worth of funding.
After 35 short-term extensions over the last several years, this long-awaited long-term transportation spending blueprint does provide state and local planners with needed certainty that some federal funding will be flowing for the next 3 years. But critics point out that with no increase in the federal gas tax and no other new funding sources, this bill just holds spending on highway and transit construction projects flat, even though costs are rising. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says at least $400 million is needed over the next 6 years to keep congestion from getting worse. Lawmakers still need to work out differences with the Senate version of the transportation bill that passed over the summer. David Shaper, NPR News.
The House has passed a defense policy bill restricting President Obama's plans to close Guantanamo Bay. The $607 billion measure was revised to line up with the budget agreement the president signed into law earlier this week. The White House says Obama is opposed to provisions that restrict his ability to transfer the remaining 112 detainees out of Guantanamo. Although flights from Britain to Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, are still suspended, the British government says it will allow flights carrying tourists back to the UK to resume tomorrow. NPR's Leila Fadha reports from London.
Flights were suspended after British Prime Minister David Cameron said Saturday's crash of a Russian plane was very likely caused by a bomb. The British government is the only one to officially state that an explosive device likely downed the flight. Egypt and Russia have reacted with anger. Egypt called Britain's decision to suspend flights premature. They are still conducting an investigation. The controversy comes just as Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is visiting London. In a press conference with Cameron, Sisi said British experts asked to check out Sharm el-Sheikh Airport 10 months ago and were fine with the measures in place. Leila Fadel, NPR News, London.
Details of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal were made public today, setting the stage for a spirited debate in Congress before the lawmakers vote on it. The TPP would reduce tariffs and trade barriers among 12 countries, including the U.S., whose economies, when combined, make up 40% of global trade. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I'm pleased with the process we have coming before us. Open, transparent, people get to see it, members of Congress get to see it, and then we'll decide independently after consulting with our constituents and our conscience.
And he says the House will vote on that deal next year. The White House has been pushing to win support for the agreement, which has critics on the left who say it will hurt labor interests in the U.S. Wall Street lower by the closing bell today. This is NPR News. Officials in the European Union say 3 million more migrants could come to the shores of European countries in the next year. Already, more than 700,000 have come to Europe seeking sanctuary or jobs, overwhelming border authorities and local reception centers. The EU Executive Commission says the crisis will have an economic impact on small European countries, though, within the next couple of years. 10 Native American tribes will take part in a new program to access federal crime databases. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports Justice Department officials say the move could help solve crimes and protect public safety.
The federally supported program will provide participating tribes with technology that could process fingerprints, take mugshots, and submit crime records to national databases. 5 years ago, Congress required the Justice Department to open its crime databases to Indian tribes, but a thicket of state and local laws made it difficult to share information. The shooting at a high school in Washington State last year underscored what's at stake. The shooter used a gun his father was able to purchase, even though the father had been the subject of a tribal restraining order for domestic violence. That information never appeared in a U.S. database, something authorities say they want to change. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidates Ben Carson and Donald Trump will now get Secret Service protection. The Department of Homeland Security says both campaigns requested that protection last month. Crude oil prices lower by the closing bell, down just a little over 2% to end at $45.39 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.